Got a parking lot party with Lee Bryce. Well, the AP News coming up, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us. And for that, they're forever grateful. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 48 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following the fallout at the White House last week, President Trump says he wants Ukraine's leader to be more appreciative of the U.S. President Zelensky, who was asked to leave the White House, met with European leaders over the weekend to help boost support to end Russia's war.
Zelensky over the weekend said that nobody wants peace more than he and the Ukrainians. They want to see an end to the fighting, that they're fighting for the survival of their country, but that the key thing for Ukraine right now is getting security guarantees about what happens next after a peace agreement, that they cannot be at risk of another invasion and threat from Russia.
ABC's Karen Travers. President Trump announcing 25% tariffs for Canada and Mexican goods coming into the U.S. will go into effect tomorrow. That could drive prices higher for consumers. Fire crews battling 175 wildfires in South and North Carolina due to drought conditions. Rain is in the forecast, but not until later this week. That could help crews get the upper hand. This is ABC News. In California, money was flying after burglars in Los Angeles left behind their stash of cash.
LA is dealing with an ongoing problem of home burglaries, often carried out by Chilean gangs that travel to the U.S. just to burglarize high-end homes. In Bel Air on Monday, a street was littered with $100 bills and designer purses after a burglary. The suspects got away, but they dropped a bunch of their loot on the way out. Thousands of dollars in cash all over a street. Now the LAPD is looking for the burglars. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Talks on phase two of the Gaza ceasefire deal now stalled after Israel's blockade of all aid into Gaza. The White House says it supports that blockade, saying Hamas has signaled they're not interested in a negotiated ceasefire after phase one expired this past weekend. Hamas accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire terms and wants to extend phase one of the deal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Becoming cloudy tonight and staying mild with a low of 41. Overcast tomorrow with periods of rain ramping up in the afternoon, high 52. Winds will be southeast 10 to 15. And heavy rain tomorrow night during the overnight starts to mix with freezing rain into the early morning with a low of 32. And currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 48 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, Education and Related Agencies, slammed the Trump administration for stopping $65 million in funding for Alzheimer's disease research at institutions across the country. 14 of the 35 Alzheimer's disease research centers have had their funding halted by the National Institutes of Health because the Trump administration continues to cancel NIH Advisory Council meetings which are the final required step in the grant approval process. The Trump administration has prohibited NIH from announcing more than 185 study section and advisory council meetings on the Federal Register, forcing the cancellation of NIH's National Institute on Aging January Advisory Council meeting, where renewal applications for the 14 ADRCs were to be reviewed. As a result, those 14 ADRCs will begin to run out of funding starting today, and all of them will run out of funding by April 30th. President Trump has single-handedly stopped Alzheimer's disease research in its tracks. Let that sink in, said Senator Baldwin. She added, the millions upon millions of families with a loved one with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias are relying on this research for hope. But Donald Trump and Elon Musk are refusing to fund this research because they are in an all-out quest for every dollar they can find for their billionaire tax break. This is Alzheimer's disease research, including at the University of Wisconsin, that is discovering ways to prevent these diseases, detect them earlier, develop new treatments, and ultimately find cures. But Donald Trump is throwing that by the wayside so he can give handouts to his wealthy friends. Some Western Wisconsin residents are upset after Congressman Derek Van Orden's staff failed to show up to a scheduled event in Eau Claire and abruptly changed locations for a lacrosse event late last week. Van Orden blamed what he called agitator groups for the disruptions to his office's schedule. In lacrosse, Van Orden was set to meet with the North Lacrosse Business Association at the Pearl Street Brewery, but then moved the event to Castaways and in the process rescinded registration from some people who planned to attend the event. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to Western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services like Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. Wisconsin sees its first ever dip in alcohol-related deaths following the spike in 2020. Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with state health data showing that one in every five adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. Since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%. DHS classifies alcohol-attributed deaths into two categories: acute, which includes fatalities from causes such as drunk driving, crashes, or alcohol poisoning, and chronic, which refers to long-term effects like liver cirrhosis or cancer. DHS data reveals that alcohol-related acute deaths alone outnumber opioid deaths in the state. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is one of the top three types of cancer in the world. It is diagnosed in 150,000 people a year, with 1 in 20 diagnosed with colon cancer dying from the disease. This month is a time to shine a light on the importance of early detection and lifestyle choices in the fight against this prevalent disease. Screenings can decrease your chances of dying from the disease by 90%. Trey Folkers is a doctor of gastroenterology at Amplify Health Gunderson.
The screening tests are divided into two groups. There's cancer detection tests. Those are your stool tests, stool-based tests, such as FIT cards, where you place a small amount of stool on a card and mail it in. It's looking for small amounts of blood in the stool that are usually released from large polyps or the cancers. And then that's a FIT-based test that's done every year. There's something called Cologuard, which people have probably seen the commercials for, that examines an entire stool. And it is done every 3 years. It includes the FIT test, but also a DNA evaluation looking for those advanced polyps and cancers. Those tests are very good at diagnosing cancers early stage, which can then be treated usually surgically. In order to prevent those cancers, we do colonoscopy. That's considered a prevention test. And during your colonoscopy, if we find what the precancerous polyps, those are removed. And again, it's believed to reduce your risk of getting colon cancer by about 90%.
While the average age to begin screening for colon cancer is 45, it can be different for everyone.
The rates of colon cancer and many cancers have been increasing in younger individuals. So the most recent recommendations are to start at age 45 if you don't have any family members affected by colon cancer or polyps. So if you do have family members, particularly first-degree relatives affected by colon cancer or polyps, those recommendations may change. So all of that should be discussed with your primary doctor and shared with your family members.
Folker says if you display any signs of colon cancer, you should see a doctor.
Presentation in colon cancer is change in bowel habits. So if you're having more diarrhea, change in the size caliber of your stool, more constipation, and those symptoms aren't getting better over 2-3 weeks, then you need to be talking to your primary doctor. Those symptoms are present in about 75% of individuals who present with colon cancer. Bleeding is present in about 50% of individuals. Any rectal bleeding should also be discussed with your primary doctor. Iron deficiency anemia, so which would show chronic small amounts of blood loss, is present in about 20 to 30% of folks.
According to the American Cancer Society, anyone can develop colon cancer, but certain factors can increase the risk. Folker says it can be caused by genetics, but colon cancer is based a large part on environment.
Diet and exercise plays a large part. You know, diet is the same thing that's bad for your heart is bad for your colon. Diets high in red meat, alcohol increases your risk, smoking increases your risk, and lack of exercise increases your risk. So any Western diet puts you at risk. So our rates of colon cancer in older individuals have been decreasing with the increasing amount of screening that we're doing over the last 30, 40 years, but we're still, with the population increasing and the younger folks being more affected, the number of colon cancers diagnosed every year has been remaining stable.
The month of March aims to raise awareness about colorectal cancer, the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply. People of all blood types are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients. 5 blood drives will be held this week around the area. 2 blood drives will be held Wednesday. The first will be held from 8 to 2 at River Valley High School. The second will be held from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. 2 blood drives will be held Thursday. The first will be from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. And a blood drive will be held Friday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. To book a time to give blood or platelets at any of these blood drives, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A movie night for children with disabilities will be hosted by Richland County Health and Human Services and the Center Cinema in Richland Center this Wednesday at 6. Children with any disability qualify for a free ticket voucher for the movie Paddington in Peru. The voucher also includes popcorn and a beverage. At least one parent or guardian must be able to attend the movie with their child. Parents and guardians will also qualify for the free ticket voucher. Center Cinema will make the theater user-friendly by turning the volume down a notch and opening up more area for children using wheelchairs. Those interested in attending may pick up vouchers at the front desk at Richland County Health and Human Services. Siblings are also invited to attend at a cost of $7, which includes the movie, popcorn, and a beverage.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordforWI.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family of Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorial may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it was kind of nice to see that sunshine midday. It was a little bit breezy. High temperatures, though, nice and mild. They scraped the low 50s. We've got winds pulling out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. They'll stay on the breezy side of things overnight tonight as we become cloudy. However, temperatures stayed mild. Lows only bottom out around 40. Which is a good thing, because we do have periods of occasional rain tomorrow morning, which start to ramp up in the afternoon and become quite heavy at night. High temperatures tomorrow will hit the low 50s, and then overnight flirt with the freezing mark. This will cause some of that heavy rain to start to mix with freezing rain by early morning, and then with some snow on Wednesday. It'll be windy too, with whiteout conditions possible, as not a lot of snow looks to fall, around 1 to 3 inches, but the winds are going to be gusting around 40 miles per hour. So really, any amount of snow falling during those conditions create low visibility. Not to mention all the rain that fell is going to flash freeze as those temperatures hit the freezing mark. So a layer of ice underneath the snow is very, very likely. Not to mention, it's also going to be the slushy, wet, and heavy type, coined heart attack snow. So as you're clearing it, take your time, shovel in shifts, and try to push the shovel in snow rather than picking it up and tossing it. Again, we're only looking at around 1 to 3 inches right now, with the winter storm really dumping into western and northern areas of the state. So as it just skims us, we are looking at things to get a little bit brighter and better on Thursday. The sun will start to come out. High temperatures will hit 40, so above freezing, melting anything that fell. However, Friday, we are cloudy with a good chance of light snow, with another 1 to 2 inches possible after highs hit 40. We get a little warmer on Saturday to the mid-40s, so it'll be partly sunny, pleasant, and a dry day before more snow starts to move into the forecast Sunday night. But before we even get to that, we'll still hit 50 degrees to close the weekend out, partly cloudy and feeling fantastic. Spring weather sure is a ride, isn't it? Hang on tight, because winter weather isn't over just yet. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, it is cloudy and 48 degrees after a high today of 51 and a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 38 and we had no precipitation. Record high set last year in 2024 is 75 degrees with a record low of 25 below that was set back in 1962. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 45. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:53. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:33. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.77, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Although Wisconsin built a lead to 9 points in the first half, it eventually dropped a game yesterday at Michigan State, 71-62. John Tonji was held to 11 points, and starter Max Klesmit missed the Big Ten game with an injury. John Blackwell led the way with 19 points. The Badgers came in leading the conference by hitting 38% of their three-pointers, but only connected on 5 of 32 in the defeat. They traveled to Minnesota for a border rival game on Wednesday night. Marquette dominated the Georgetown Hoyas on Saturday by a 76-61 score. The Golden Eagles grabbed the lead 6 minutes into the game and never trailed the rest of the way. They were up 39-22 at the half. David Joplin scored 17 points and took down 9 rebounds. Van Gold had 15 points. Marquette travels to UConn on Wednesday for a Big East Conference showdown. The Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a weekend sweep of Bemidji State on Saturday with an 11-0 rout. Senior captain Casey O'Brien scored 6 points in the runaway, giving her a program record 265 for her career. Hillary Knight held the previous records with 262 points. Kristen Sims had a hat trick. The Badgers advanced to the WCHA final faceoff next weekend at Minnesota Duluth. The Brewers have hired former New York Mets general manager Billy Epler as a special advisor. He will be involved in scouting and baseball operations. Epler had been suspended for a year by Major League Baseball for his involvement in creating fake injury reports. He also served as GM for the Los Angeles Angels from 2015 to 2020. And the Brewers are in spring training action tonight. Not a day game, a rare night game, and that will be against Cincinnati, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:05 with the pregame starting at around 7.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie is staying with the Green Bay Packers. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst announced today that the team had re-signed McDuffie without revealing terms. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that McDuffie agreed to a two-year, $8 million deal. McDuffie was due to become an unrestricted free agent if he hadn't reached a deal with Green Bay. The Packers selected him out of Boston College in the sixth round of the 2021 draft. A person familiar with the situation says the Philadelphia Eagles are set to release cornerback Darius Slay. The person spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity today because Slay will not be released until after June 1st. The Eagles made the decision to cut the six-time Pro Bowl cornerback only 3 weeks after they won the Super Bowl. Slay spent the last 5 years with the Eagles. And Jimmy Johnson has announced his retirement from Fox Sports after being a part of its NFL coverage for 31 years. The 81-year-old Johnson made the announcement during an appearance on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. He said that he had been thinking about retiring for 4 or 5 years. He said he would miss the people he's worked with and called it a great 31-year run. Johnson worked alongside host Kurt Menefee and Terry Bradshaw and analysts Holly Long and Michael Strahan. As a coach, he won consecutive Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys and the College Football National Championship with Miami in 1987. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Please Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hogs were higher Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on fund and technical selling. Brazil's harvest is moving forward, and there were beneficial weekend rains in parts of Argentina. New tariffs against key U.S. trading partners are scheduled to go into effect on Tuesday. May beans are down 14 and a quarter at 10.11 and a half. July was 14 and a quarter lower at 10.25 and three quarters. May soybean meal was down $2.20 at $2.98. May soybean oil was down 63 points at $43.49. Corn was lower, monitoring the development weather in Argentina, the second crop planting pace in Brazil, and waiting for those tariffs to go into effect. Mexico did buy 114,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. May was down 13 and a quarter at 4.56 and a quarter, and July corn was down 12 at 4.63 and three quarters. And wheat was lower despite lower trade in the dollar during the session. U.S. winter wheat conditions generally look mixed with the chance for precipitation in some areas over this week. There are concerns about winter kill in portions of the Black Sea region. May Chicago was down 8 at 5.47 and three quarters. May Kansas City wheat was 11 lower at 5.62 a bushel. May Minneapolis was down 6.5 at 5.91 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by last week's direct cash cattle business while watching the distribution of this week's direct show list. I'll have more on that in just a moment. April live was down 40 cents at 192.25, and June was 67 lower at 188.10. April feeders were down 95 at 272.05, and May was 92 lower at 270.20. Hogs were up with pork sharply higher at midday on Monday. April lean was 2 cents higher at 83.70, and the May contract was up 25 cents at 87.67. I'll be back with your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Cash cattle markets remained quiet on Monday. No bids or asking prices have been reported as of yet, and widespread trade will wait until the back half of the week. This week's show list does look mixed, larger in Kansas, but smaller in Texas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Box beef closed higher with light movement. Choice is up $2.10 at $313.93, and select beef is up $36 at $302.41. The estimated cattle slaughter of 102,000 head was up 7,000 on the week, but down nearly 16,000 on the year. As for the hogs, national direct barrows and gilts closed $1.61 lower with a weighted average of $88.41 with very light negotiated movement at the close. Midwest butcher hog markets at Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Gardeville, Ohio were steady at 62. Illinois direct sows and barrows and gilts were also steady. Pork closed $1.37 higher at $99.79 with all of the primals gaining except for ribs. The estimated hog slaughter of 490,000 head was steady with last week but net up about 5,000 from last year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin, with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. New Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says USDA continues to evaluate President Trump's job cuts within the agency.
This is an extremely aggressive effort that I fully support, but in being so aggressive, there will be mistakes made, and there have been mistakes made.
Rollins talked to reporters at Commodity Classic in Denver. More news after this.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Elizabeth Burns Thompson with Modern Ag Alliance says the crop protection industry is under attack.
There really is a concern about what the growing amount of litigation facing agriculture means for the future of agriculture and the success of farming moving forward.
Rich Morrison with NAU Country Insurance says crop insurance prices are favorable for corn ahead of the upcoming growing season.
We set the corn price at $4.70. Soybeans ended up at $10.54. The corn price is up 4 cents from last year. Soybeans are down $1.01.
The U.S. soybean crush during January was one of the largest on record, with 213 million bushels of beans crushed, down 5 million from December, but still above the high end of estimates, and up 19 million from last year. USDA says the corn grind was 5% less than in December. 457 million bushels of corn used for ethanol production in January. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Early weed control. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. As farmers plan out their weed management strategies, Scott Prignitz with Corteva says preparing an effective strategy for controlling early emerging weeds is a key to success this year. He tells Brownfield a full program approach will help growers keep fields clean all season long. More after this.
When it comes to your corn, you know a strong start means a strong finish. That's why you're up before dawn, finishing paperwork, repairing equipment, filling the tank, and prepping the sprayer. All to give your corn the head start it needs. With Resicor Rev Corn Herbicide from Corteva Agriscience, you'll beat weeds off the starting line. See how full throttle weed control with Resicor Rev will accelerate your start to the season at Corteva.us/ResicorRev.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres. Because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your field. And it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
AgriScience Market Development Specialist Scott Prignitz encourages farmers to use a program approach when it comes to weed management.
That means applying a burn-down herbicide or using tillage, and then applying a pre-emerge herbicide and following it with a post-emerge pass as well. It's important that weeds don't have a head start as crops are getting established. A spring burn-down can help prevent headaches caused by winter annual weeds that have already had a head start, and it helps achieve a clean field prior to planting. A clean seedbed also provides a more ideal environment for seed-to-soil contact. That leads to consistent emergence and an even stand. And ultimately, that will definitely lead to a higher yield opportunity with uniform crop moisture at harvest. Crop scouting is important not only to determine the size and type of weeds present before herbicide applications are made, but also to keep records throughout the season. Investigate new options. You know, when choosing a herbicide, it's easy to go back to the tried and true programs that you've maybe used in the past. But one of the things we as manufacturers try to do is bring out new technologies that provide better solutions. And so it's always good to stay on top of those new tools and combinations to stay on the leading edge for weed control. And lastly, it's very important to choose multiple modes of action.
He tells Brownfield the newest corn herbicide from Corteva is Resicor Rev.
It's a great foundation for farmers to build a proven premier weed control program. It can be used to help keep fields clean from the start, offering high-powered weed control of more than 75 grasses and broadleaves. It offers good flexibility in being able to fit any type of corn herbicide program, whether it be pre-plant, pre-emerge, or even post-emerge up to 24 inches tall corn. It has supercharged tank mix flexibility. It's best in its class in terms of being able to mix it with liquid nitrogen, ammonium thiosulfate, and other corn herbicides such as atrazine and glyphosate. And it's got an elevated level of crop safety. With encapsulated acetochlor, you can use it up to 24-inch tall corn with much less concern in terms of a crop response.
Visit Corteva.us to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Yeah, I've been needing something for a real long time. Something no sawbones can prescribe. A little R&R, rock and roll guitar, laying on the gas of a super fast car. Just about as good as a check in the mail. Or a midnight break from a Mexican jail. A honky-tonking with a tiger by the tail. Some funky monkey business in a Vegas hotel. Everybody needs a little too much fun. Everybody needs a little coming undone. Take a brain vacation, I'm telling you, Hoss. Everybody needs a day off. Everybody needs a day off. Comics, a little less news, a little more bare feet, a little less shoes, having your cake and eating it too, a lot more red and a little less blue. Everybody needs a little too much fun. Everybody needs a little coming undone. Take a brain vacation, I'm telling you, Hoss. Everybody needs a day off. Everybody needs a day off.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things hangs on. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
Was Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are on Country and Community. And before that, we had Zona Jones with Day Off. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. I'm hoping you're having a great Monday. Hope your work week started off well. Beautiful day today. 51 degrees was the high today. And we are now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, at a temperature of 45 degrees. And yeah, can't complain one single bit about this record on this weather, I should say, on the third day of March. And tonight it's going to become cloudy and stay mild with a low of 41. And then tomorrow, overcast with periods of rain ramping up in the late afternoon with a high of 52. Look, sounds like we're going to have a lot of rain and snow over the next few days. Heavy rains on Tuesday night and then Wednesday, accumulations of maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow. But the thing is, the high is supposed to be up in the 36, and Thursday is supposed to get up to 40, 41 on Friday, 50, 45 on Saturday, and 50 on Sunday. So, whatever falls is probably going to melt away, but it's going up. We have three rounds of possible snow Wednesday and Friday. And a lot of that is the snow we'll get is when it's during the evening and overnight hours when the temperatures drop down below freezing. But other than that, that's the way it is time of year. I remember when I was younger and we went to church on an Easter Sunday, and it was like we had a whole bunch of snow. We got like a lot of snow that day. So even into when it gets close to Easter, we can expect some snow. But otherwise, we'll see what happens as it gets closer. Maybe it'll let up and won't be as bad as what we expect. Just wanted to let you know that Rockbridge Township has posted weight limits on their roads as of today. Also tomorrow, Tech Help Tuesday will be held, and that's usually held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 to noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Open up. It's the DNR.
Pop, wake up. It's the DNR at the door.
Holy wah. Remnar, whatever you're doing, stop it.
But I ain't done nothing yet. Deer hunting don't open till tomorrow.
Well, let him in.
Hello. You can call me Ranger Tom.
Oh, that wasn't me taking a shot at that buck I saw tonight. And that bang was just the Jimmer firing.
Boom-bitty-boom.
No, I'm not here for that. I'm here because I just saw lights and heard voices up on your ridge.
Could you tell what they said?
Not at first. But then I used my little Orphan Annie's spy decoder ring to decipher the message.
What'd they say?
They said to come see Escanaba in the Moonlight on Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 admission.
A crummy commercial. Son of a bitch. Skit.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
100.9 WRC.
Turn your radio on and you just knew who was singing that song. Like Patsy Cline and Conway Twitty, where it's alright to be little bitty. And life was hard for cowboys like us. I was 4 years old in Dad's old Chevy. Turn the key, the radio ready, and I knew every word to every song. Dad just smiled as I sang along. 'Cause they sang about real life, the struggles and hard times, broken hearts and old guitars. Paint a picture in my mind, takes me back to the good old days. I guess that's just the way.
two-tone Chevy Dad gave me when I was ready. Now I live those songs on the radio. Honky-tonks and blue-collar women, that's the way I make my living. Night after night out on the road, that's the only way of life I've come to know.
Yeah.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 25% tariff set to kick in tomorrow for goods coming into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico. That could impact prices on everything from oil and gas, lumber, and avocados. It's part of the president's economic plan he'll lay out at a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. Democrats say the president's agenda, from tariffs to a shift in Ukraine's policy and sweeping federal funding cuts and layoffs, will cost middle Americans. Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Look at rural and look at the number of people that rely on Social Security and rural. Look at who's going to be really affected by the tariffs with our farmers and our ranchers and Minnesota. Canada's our biggest trading partner.
New concern for Pope Francis as he battles pneumonia. The Vatican says the Pope experienced two episodes of acute respiratory failure today caused by significant mucus. In southwest Germany, two people are dead, several others injured following a suspected car attack in the city of Mannheim. One person's in custody.